telepathy, including directly with you all. Hello again, thank you for joining me here once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Soaru. Telepathy on Earth is taken as an esoteric or metaphysic phenomenon with little to no scientific recognition, at least officially. As usual, the powers that be restrict the real data that results from their scientific experiments and inquiries about this subject, leaving the public with only denial and dubious statements that say that telepathy might exist. The real results are kept for the governments and their controllers only, under classifications such as top secret, and are kept hidden away from the public using excuses such as saying it is a matter of national security. But the fact is that at least the Russians and the Americans have conducted many experiments on this subject, with strong positive results. The real reason it is kept from the public is that it would go against all the official scientific structure and historical narrative that sustains the 3D matrix on Earth, a false reality imposed onto the population, using mind and perception control. That reality that is sustained in place on Earth using an elaborate web of lies can be seen as an unfair prison planet from one point of view, the one that is keener or closer to the people, or as an artificially created and sustained realm for advanced souls to test, perfect and advance their energy management, manifestation, and emotional control skills. Depending on your point of view, you may prefer to choose to see one or the other, but they are both correct. It is only a matter of how you want to see things, and of how expanded is your awareness. As seen from the most expanded point of view, the second one above, the reason telepathy apparently has been suppressed on Earth is precisely to sustain the illusion of separation from the etheric field that unites us all, to help produce the hard and challenging environment souls choose to evolve in while having their incarnation experience on Earth. Yet, telepathy has not been forcefully removed from humans, as in artificially engineered away using advanced genetics, by invasive beings such as the Anunnaki, as many claim to be the case. The way telepathy has been suppressed from the general population is the same way the 3D Earth realm was created and is sustained, mind controlling the population to manifest the desired reality. That means that human telepathy is there, and has always been there, but humans have been gaslighted into thinking it doesn't even exist. Telepathy atrophies if it is not used, as happens with any other ability. It is a mental trick that emanates from the awareness of what thoughts are yours and which others are not, by simple exposure and practice. A non-human child growing up on another planet will develop it naturally, just as any child acquires its mother language on Earth. The fact is that everyone has telepathy, they just forgot how to use it, but anyone can get it back with some practice. As I explained in previous videos, the human collective and unconscious pass telepathic information on to all its members all the time, but they don't even know about it, because they assume things are simply as they are and they don't go further enough to question why so many things are the same and why so many people, the entire masses, react as a single organism, or almost, as they all hold basically the same values, ethics, wants and needs, generalizing of course. People assume the media, culture and social programming are responsible for this synchronization, and they are partially right, but there is another very strong factor sociologists and anthropologists overlook, except for the most versed ones, and that is the collective unconscious, although only seen from the Jungian point of view. The best way to strengthen your telepathic ability is to first know yourself very well. This is an important step. You need to have good control and knowledge over your emotions, and what causes them, as well as very good and clear knowledge about your thoughts, reactions, and what causes them. That is, you must have very good self-knowledge and self-awareness, and that can only be attained through a lot of work in self-improvement, meditation, and after a strong process of shadow work, where your subconscious comes to your attention, to your awareness, and if fully unconscious items surface as well, even better. After this thorough self-improvement process, you can easily be aware of what thoughts are yours and which are not, and it comes naturally after such a process, as a side product even. And when two or more people are at that level of awareness and sensitivity about what thoughts are theirs and which are not, telepathic communication starts to flow easily among them. I must mention that there is a physical limiting factor on Earth for telepathy. Humans are immersed in a soup of electromagnetic frequencies that are very close to natural brain waves, and this makes it more difficult to develop full telepathy, but it does not make it impossible and it must not be taken as an excuse not to make an effort for developing it, or at least to improve your sensitivity to detecting thought patterns that are not yours. Those electromagnetic frequencies come from microwave devices, and telecommunications of all kinds, all the common ones found on Earth and from lunar frequencies as well, as it will be addressed in detail in my future video about the moon. Telepathy is stronger among people who know each other very well. The strongest connection will be between identical twins, then between the mother and her sons and daughters, and between spouses. It occurs the most between people who know each other as well as any person who can know another, and this is because telepathy works much like two-way radios do, synchronizing frequencies. So, two or more people who know each other very well will have very similar personal frequencies, therefore they will be tuned into one another. People on Earth depend on words, spoken or written, to communicate with one another, although, at a subconscious level, there is a large volume of nonverbal telepathic communication going on there as well. And on the other hand, we also can find many non-human star people and beings who depend solely on telepathy for their communication, with no verbal components in their conversations. These beings have atrophied their vocal cords to the point where they are now virtually non-existent. Star people of the Lyrian family, that is space humans, mostly use a combination of the two, where verbal words and sounds are loaded with telepathic meaning. This kind of communication is known as verbal telepathic, and it is when a single word or a single phrase is loaded with as much information as several written pages would hold on Earth, making this kind of communication extremely efficient and fast. And this is the case of the Tegetan language. For an average human from Earth to learn a verbal telepathic language, telepathy must be developed first, because without it, and although some traditional language learning is still possible, the result will be quite anemic in meaning. The only reason why my race and culture are highly telepathic, and humans aren't, is simply that we are used to it and humans are not. People who use telepathy for communication all the time can also develop a mental firewall not to be read mentally and not to transmit without knowing, or without having the full intention to do so. This means that thoughts can remain private, and this mental firewall is very simple. We just have to hold the clear intention, not to transmit our thoughts, or not to transmit them to a certain person or group of people. This is hard to describe as it's not something tangible, it's like a thought skill, similar to having emotional control. But precisely because we are used to it and we use it all the time, a lot of what we are thinking, many of our messages do get sent down to Earth telepathically, and not by accident, because we do have the full intention of communicating with you all. And this is quite obvious, as otherwise I wouldn't even bother in writing all these messages to you all, and daily. Our full intention is to communicate with all of you. We do send telepathic messages all the time, some days more than others, and they don't have to be fully intentional, as in a Tegetan sitting down and concentrating in transmitting a telepathic message, It happens naturally with our clean and clear focus and need to simply communicate, although we do that as well. There is one of us who is especially invested in telepathic communication with whoever is sensitive enough to detect her thoughts, and that is little Sophia Swaru. It is well in her mental capacity, and she fully accepts she does communicate with specific people who have managed to tune into her thoughts, but she is not the only one who does that as several people here are at it, like Senator, DK, Alanim, Cassia, Athena, Sophia and myself, of course. We cannot give you a list of with whom we communicate that way, because we don't have the list, we don't know names, because what we sense is their energy, which in the end is their real name, their unique soul print. This is a delicate subject because it is impossible to corroborate or prove, and it holds no meaning for most people. That is the reality of the few who are relating to my words right now, and who know I'm talking about them, and to them right now. Those few know I'm talking about them, and those few know we are mentally talking to them as well, but that is their personal reality, and it does not apply to the reality of others as it may breed conflict, skepticism and resentment. We are not choosing with whom we talk to, they are choosing us. So no need to go about asking how to contact us that way, because it is the result of your frequency of who you are, and your intention, not ours as we are telepathically wide open. Same way, there is no need to go about trying to get a direct confirmation about this, because even we don't have it, only you can confirm that for yourself, you must take responsibility for it. Several people are claiming to be in telepathic contact with one or another of my group, and that is true, but I must also say that many are falsely claiming the same, and we cannot tell one from another, because we are like a transmitting radio station, we cannot know who is receiving, or limitedly in some cases, and in even fewer cases, yes we can know who is who and there is two-way communication, but that is a private matter. There are a lot of lies and trickery on this subject and many people are impersonating us on the web, please beware of that, here I'm talking only about telepathic communication, not about social media. In the end, this is the result of our intention here to communicate with all of you, and this leads us to the related subject of channeling us, and yes, it is happening as well with a few people. As telepathic communication essentially is channeling. Yet please beware of people who may be transmitting messages supposedly channeled from us, and who most probably are only hoaxers and liars who are trying to make some money with videos. This will be all for today. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Be very well. Your friend, Marie Swaru.